there's a lot of recipes they call eggs. They have a very famous one in New Orleans, Eggs Benedict.
How do you make that?
I don't know. I've never eaten any. But they have a little place it's very famous in New Orleans, and I can't think of the name of that. But they're famous for their Eggs Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
But I just can't think of the name.
Now, that's not the kind that's kind of runny and watery, something like that?
I don't know. Now, that's the poached egg that's runny and watery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, I'll ask you about some meats and things like that. Well, what do you call a piece of meat that you might put in with your grains when you boil them?
Oh, that's a fat bag.
Fat bag.
Strickling.
Is that, have you ever heard? Okay. Is that smoked meat?
Well, it can be if you like the smoke. I don't like the taste of smoke on beans. If some people do it.
Well, what about this type of meat that you have for breakfast?
Bacon. Or ham, whichever one you have.
Okay. Talking about bacon, if you
sausage.
If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon at one time and not sliced up, you might buy a whole
slab.
Whole slab of bacon.
Right.
Now, is bacon and smoked meat the same thing?
Uh-huh. Bacon is smoked.
Very same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Talking about sausage and meats and all that sort of thing, what would you call a man who sells meat?
A butcher.
He'd be the butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about if meat's been kept too long, you'd say it's probably done what?
Well, I'd say spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless there's another word for that, it's well, can't think of it right now, but I just say it's spoiled.
You think you remember, you tell. Did you tell me something about sauce a minute ago?
Yeah.
You said it was a sauce.
That's made out of a hog's head.
Oh, yeah.
And the ears, they put the ears in there to make it stick together and be jelly-like.
Uh-huh. Does it make any difference whether it's pickled or not?
No. They make it, and a lot of people put vinegar over to pickle it.
Uh-huh.
To eat it.
Have you ever heard of making any kind of dish by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
What? Grinding it up?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Would that?
I never did.
Have you ever heard people refer to anything like liver sausage or liverwurst or something?
Well,
like
now, that? Yeah, that's, they make, I never did make that, but I know they is that liverwurst.
Now, this is something that kind of bothers me, but did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
Blood pudding.
Blood pudding.
A lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
I never did, though.
I don't like the idea.
No, I don't like the idea either.
What about, did you ever hear of anybody taking the juice from the head cheese and maybe stirring it up with some cornmeal and meat and cooking it and maybe chilling it and cutting it up and serving it that way?
No, I never did that.
Nothing like
never
that?
Never did that.
Okay.
It might have been done, though. Could have been.
What about if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? What would you say?
It'd be rancid.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say anything else for rancid?
Well, it just gets old. And I just always say it gets old and rancid.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say, talking about that thing, that it's funky?
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Something on that order, yeah.
What, would you say that's an old-fashioned word?
It's just an old-fashioned word, and it's just kind of damp and, you know, smells.